Luke chapter 13, go there. You can't preach after this. You ain't been called. You don't even have a phone number. Amen. Somebody help me there. Luke 13. I'm excited about preaching this morning. I just like being in this atmosphere. Amen. God's moving on this church like I've never seen before. Just let him keep doing it. Lift him up and he'll keep doing it. Amen. Luke 13 and verse number 10. Amen. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no way wise lift up herself. This woman was literally, let me see if I can illustrate it, totally bowed and hooked together. She couldn't lift herself up. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere. I just hope I can hold my mule so I can get there. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, "Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight. Amen. I'm glad I still got a God that can make the crooked straight. Amen. You feel bowed down this morning? I got a God that can straighten your life up. Lord have mercy. Let me go on. Man, oh man. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. Dear Lord, let me stop right there. You know God can be moving in a church or in a community, and they still some Pharisees going to say something negative about it. Somebody may say amen. Amen. I don't reply on Facebook very much, but I got just about aggravated yesterday, so I put one out. Some woman was criticizing the Burlington Revival because they took up that money to buy that tent and that trailer so that young man could go all the country and do tent revivals. And they raised over $250,000. They said, "Why didn't you give it all to the hungry?" I just got on there and I thought I'd just let it rip. I said, there's about over 1,000 hungry people got saved. Say amen. And by the way, you bunch of negative people, that crowd sent food up to West Virginia and supplies up to West Virginia from that meeting. Somebody help me. There's always a critic in the crowd. Well, glory. He said unto the people, "There are 6 days in which men ought to work, and in them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day." The Lord then answered him and said, "Boy, some people said Jesus wasn't a strong preacher. Thou hypocrite." Well, glory. "Doth not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to the watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, who Satan had bound, lo, these 18 years be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day?" And when he said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed. And all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Context, Jesus is at church. Context, a crooked woman came, bowed down. If you're in church this morning, it's a good place to bring your problems. Amen. And if you're in church this morning, I want you to know my Savior has a divine prescription to help you and give you hope. I'm going to give you 3 things by way of introduction in this passage of Scripture. First of all, Satan is at work in this passage. In verse number 16, the Bible said, "Satan hath bound her." She was bound by Satan 18 years. I want you to know the one thing Satan wants to do from you is to steal your freedom. Oh, I'm going to preach that. He wants to steal your freedom. There's a whole bunch of people out there today that's being pushed by Satan. They want to steal your freedom. There's even some in our ranks, some of the extremists that want to steal your freedom. I want you to know something. Satan is at work. And there's some of you in this room this morning. Satan is at work and banding you up and bounding you. And you've been bound for a long time. This woman had been bound for 18 years. There's some of you this morning that's bound by the past. Can I tell you the best thing you could do this morning is to put your past in the blood of Jesus and let him wash it away. Hey, some of you is bound right here in the present. Can I tell you the greatest thing you could do is let Jesus deliver you this morning. Bound her life. Boy, that's good right there. Satan's still in the binding business. Hey, young people, you don't have to let him do it to you. You let God take your life, and he can take your old bowed down life and some of your heathen buddies at school, their bowed down life, and make their life straight. Boy, we got testimonies in the last year of all these young people and moms and dads and grandpas and grandmas that have been bound down, have been crooked by Satan, that's been straightened up. Amen. I'm going somewhere. You stay with me. Number two, not only do I see Satan at work here, I see this woman done the work here. Notice this. In verse number 11, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bowed together and could in no wise lift herself up. Get over here for a minute. Thank you. Here she is. She couldn't get up. As some of you are so pinned down by the devil, and you're trying to lift yourself up. I want you to know something. Old brother Joe Osteen's sermons ain't going to help you. Amen. Lift yourself up. Make yourself better. Let your mind overcome what's going on. Somebody help me. I want to tell you something. Religion won't lift you up. By the way, I know a lot of people that's religious that kind of put you down. I mean, you could be in a great service, and they had to be somebody. Here's what their job is in life. Here's what their job is. Well, you're going to baptize them, Mitch. You'll be all right. Their job is throwing water on it. Somebody help me preach right there. Religion ain't going to get you up. Being a Baptist ain't going to get you up, though it's a good thing to be a Baptist. Being a Methodist won't get you up. Religion won't get you up. Let me tell you what else won't get you up. Reformation won't get you up. Hey, you can't lift yourself up. You can't reform yourself this morning. You can't make yourself better this morning. Hey, the Reverend can't help you this morning. By the way, preachers ain't got the answer this morning. It's still Jesus. And somebody said, boy, there's a lot going on. What are you doing? I ain't doing nothing but lifting him up. I don't know nothing else to do. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have enough power. I don't have enough charisma. I don't have enough brains to help anybody. But I'm glad there's a God that I'm serving. There's a God that I'm lifting up. Hey, the Reverend can't do it. The religion can't do it. The Reformation can't do it. But I want you to know on a little scale, there is a Redeemer that can do it. Whew. I'm going to my sermon. I'm just having a long time getting there. Now look one more time That's my introduction. I want you to notice two things. Look in verse number 15 and 16. Jesus talks about loosener. And verse 16, Satan hath her bound. Now, I'll give you my text right now. I read this scripture, and I did something, and I'll let y'all do it at home. Just jot these verses down. You can go over to 1 Corinthians 7 and verse number 27 and 38, and it's talking about marriage. And it talks about being bound to your husband. That's the law. Being bound to the husband long as he liveth. And then being loosed when he's died. These are marriage terms. Chad, this is marriage terms. I want to preach this morning. When this woman got divorced from Satan. This woman got divorced from Satan. Satan had her so bad. Jared, get up here. Satan had her so bound. She was as one with Satan. She was bound with him. He had her totally engulfed. But when Jesus passed by, there was a great divorce that happened. I'm glad that when Jesus passes by, he can separate you from the devil and deliver you by the power of God. I don't care what's holding you over. Maybe it's drugs. Maybe it's alcohol. I don't know what it is this morning, but I want you to know I got Christ that can deliver you from the bound of Satan. Well, let me give you this. I'm about ready to go on a little further. Three things make up a marriage, right? I'm going somewhere, just stay with me, right? Number one, if you're married, it's legal. You went to the courthouse and you got a wedding license, and you came to a church. And a preacher under the authority of God and under the authority of West Virginia or wherever you was married you. It's legal. But also, not only legal, marriage is physical. Am I right? Sure it is. Then number three, marriage is spiritual. See, when you get married, I'm not preaching on marriage, but it's good anyhow. When you get married, you become one. So this woman's problem, let me give you what her problem was. She was bound. She had a legal problem. She had a physical problem. And she had a spiritual problem. There's people in this room this morning. You have a legal problem. And you got a physical problem. And you got a spiritual problem. And you say, preacher, how can I get divorced from Satan this morning? How can I get him off my life and out of my life and deliver me this morning? How? Well, I'm glad you asked. Let's deal with the legal problem. If you have a legal problem, if you got any sense at all. By the way, these people that says, I'll represent myself in court. Let me give you a word for them. Morons. They got eight kinds of stupid. If you have to go to court, you better have somebody can represent you. Well, my children, I'd have you not sin. But if you do, you have an advocate with the Father. Jesus Christ the righteous. Which was a propitiation for our sin. Calvinists, listen to this. And not only for our sin, but for the sins of the whole world. I'm glad that Jesus, when he went to the cross, took the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, took the law that was against us, took everything that was against us, and delivered us from the curse of the law, delivered us from bondage of the law. Well, somebody say amen. I'm free. I'm free. I'm free. You said, how'd you get free, preacher? Because I've been delivered by my lawyer. You might say, Preacher Smith, is he done with you? Oh, I'm about to shout. Preacher Smith, when you got saved, did he finish the lawyer business and the advocate business? No. Amen. Because I'm still in the flesh. Yeah. And if you don't know it, Satan appears before God and makes accusations against you every day. But I got a lawyer that ain't never lost a case.
Amen.
And you say, well, you're miserable, preacher. You're an old man of flesh. What in God's name will he plead? How will he plead to God? I'll tell you how he'll plead to God. That boy's been washed in the blood. Amen. That boy has my righteousness. Amen. That boy's free from sin. That boy's justified, declared righteous, Amen. On his way to heaven. He's okay, God.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Oh, happy day. Somebody help me. Oh, happy day. How many can say, oh, happy day? When you was bound by Satan. When you were legally bound on your way to hell, declared ungodly, declared unclean, yet the master passed by and loosed you and delivered you. Well, somebody say amen. My Lord God, love lifted me.
Amen.
I'm sure, and I ain't going to talk about y'all. Marguerite will tell you this. I'm sure my advocate's working overtime. But see, he don't sleep. He never slumbers. There's a warfare going on. But I have an advocate. I was bound by the devil. Now I'm set free because I got a lawyer. Amen. All right, hang on. I'm about to run. Why don't you boys get up and run for me? You run for yourself a moment ago. I want you to run for me in a minute. What did I say? Marriage is what? Legal. But what else is marriage? It's physical. Well, oh Lord, I am about to get happy. If it's physical, she don't only need a lawyer, she needs a lover. Hello? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God commendeth his love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He's the lover of my soul. He went to the cross of Calvary because he loves me. He went to the cross of Calvary because he loves me. He loves you this morning. Well, somebody help me. Her life was crooked. Her life was, it was evident she was bowed down, but he showed his love to her. He went to Calvary for you and went to Calvary for me, and I love the song. Love lifted me. 43 years ago and a half, old lost boy was up Pence Baptist Church, felt like ain't nobody loved him. And that night, I got a revelation, sure that I was a sinner. Sure, I was going to hell. But that night I saw a loving, wonderful, majestic, Savior.
Amen.
Who loved me. I was at the hospital. This man's went home to be the Lord now. And I was in there. And I walked by him, and he stopped me. He knew me. He said, will you come in here? I know you. I said, yeah, I'll come. Walked in there, and he broke down crying. Chad had been in the hospital for about 30 days. His mama and daddy were still living, and they hadn't visited him for 30 days. He had three brothers, and they hadn't visited him for 30 days. He looked at me, and he said, Preacher John, I've never been told that I love you. And I took the pen of the paper in the Bible, and I showed him John 3:16. He loveth not, knoweth, and also 1 John, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And I explained to him what he'd done at Calvary for him. I explained to him the redeeming work of Calvary. And about 5 or 10 minutes into the message, big tears start running down his face. He said, are you telling me that even when my mother can't love me, and my daddy don't love me, and my brothers don't love me, and my cousins don't love me, and my uncles don't love me, and my friends don't love me, are you telling me I'm on my deathbed? Are you telling me he loves me? And some of you this morning feel unloved. You feel unwanted. You feel like there's nobody cares for you. But I want to tell you, there's nobody ever cared for you like Jesus. He loves you this morning. He loves you this morning. He loves you. Somebody help me. He loves you.
Amen.
Before I could ask him, son, if you die today, you want to go to heaven. He literally did this. I was at his, boy, I'm about to get happy. I was right here real close to him because he's dying. He grabbed me by the coat and he pulled me down. He said, can I have that love before I die? You think he'd save me before I die? Preacher, I'm going to hell. You think he's saved before I die? I led him to Jesus. 3 days later, he died. He's just like a thief. He's in paradise. He's in heaven. You said, but preacher, he didn't get baptized. Hey, Church of Christ, you don't have to get baptized to be saved. You get baptized because you are saved. Love lifted me. I can lift myself. I can get myself up. But I'm glad I got a God that reached way down and reached way low and lifted me up. Oh, we're not done with this yet. She had a legal problem. She needed a lawyer. She had a physical problem. She needed a lover. But ladies and gentlemen, most all of our problems over this last one, she had a spiritual problem and she needed a Lord. I want you to know something. I don't want to upset any of y'all. When you got saved, you didn't find the Lord because he wasn't lost. But I will tell you, he found you. And for this this bunch of new Calvinists, this bunch of group today that says, well, you got to make Jesus your Lord. Hold on, hold on. How can you make somebody something he already is?
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
He's already Lord. But I will tell you what you can do. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thine heart that Jesus was raised from the dead for the glory of the Father, thou shalt be saved. You know what, this morning? You really don't have an excuse this morning. If you need legal representation, Jesus is your lawyer. If you need physical representation, he loves you. If you need spiritual help, he's your Lord. There's no reason for you to die and go to hell. Christian, there's no reason for you to live a miserable life. Bound up. Get free. Get loosed. And let him do it. Bow your head with me. Emma, girl, you go ahead and get ready for baptism. Heads bowed, eyes closed. These people in this room, you came to church, bowed down. You came to church, messed up. I wonder how many right now say, Preacher Smith, if I died today, I'm 100% sure I'd go to heaven. Slip up your hand. Hold them up and just hold them a minute until I look around a minute. Thank you. How many are honest enough to say you couldn't raise your hand? But you say, Preacher Smith, before I die, before the Lord comes, I want to know I'm going to heaven. Will you pray for me? Slip your hand up. I see that hand, son. Somebody else. God helps on the way, son. Somebody else, just sip it up and say, Preacher Smith, I'm unsaved. I don't want to go to hell. Pray for me. Sip it up. Sip it up. Come on. Yes, I see that hand. Yes. How many Christians you walked in this room this morning bound up over an issue, a problem? Maybe something from the past. Maybe something in the present. But you're literally bound up this morning. How many right now say, Preacher Smith, I'm saved, but I'm not living a free life. I am so bound. I'm so troubled. I need God's touch on me this morning. Will you raise your hand, Christian? Yes. Yes, 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 yes. 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 Somebody else. Preacher, I've got problems bigger than I am this morning. I need help. Slip up your hand. Yes. You that raised your hand, let me ask you something. Won't you look up at me? Nobody's looking but me. And can I talk to you? God wants you to be saved this morning. You're out to church because somebody was concerned for you. You're out to church because you need Jesus. I'd ask you, I've got people up here who'll lead you to Christ. I'd ask you not leave this church bound and on your way to hell. I asked you to come and let Jesus set you free. And you Christians, I want you to come up this morning. You ought to say, I'm not letting him bind me up anymore. I got a lawyer. I got a lover. And I got a Lord. He can take care of all of it. Stand with me. Our Father, I want to pray for this young man and this dear lady that raised their hand. God, I pray right now this young man, this lady would just slip out of their seat. Say, I don't want to go to hell. I want God. I want God in my life. I want my life changed. And Lord, Christians, they've been bowed down too long. Lord, show them you'll represent them. Show them you love them. And show them you're Lord and greater than any problem they have. In Jesus' name, amen.
When he said, whosoever comes. salvation, gave his life for my salvation. So undeserved, it's hard for me to understand. God's Son would give this invitation, this wondrous revelation, whosoever.